So let's review. The Gemara earlier discussed the principle of Da'ark Yishalom as it applied to the order of the Olam LaTaira. The Gemara now digresses to discuss other halachas of Kriyas HaTaira. Sevetera Shechasa Yiriya Achas in Karimbay. A Sevetera that is missing even a single parchment may not be used. However, we cannot deduce that it is also forbidden Likris B'chumashim, B'beis HaKnesses B'tzibur, to read from a complete scroll comprised of a single Chumash, because Hasa Mechasa B'milse, Hachaloi Mechasa B'milse. The Sefer Torah is incomplete, while the Chumash is a complete scroll. Nevertheless, the Gemara concludes, in Karim B'chumashim B'beis HaKnesses B'shem Kovet HaTzibur, it is indeed forbidden to use a Chumash out of respect for the congregation. Also, Hai Sefer Avtarta Asa L'mikri B'be Shabbos. It is forbidden to read from a scroll that contains only the Haftaris, the various sections of Navi that are read on Shabbos after Kriyas HaTaira, because Lenitin Likasi. It is only permitted to write an entire Sefer of Navim. Therefore, the Gemara adds, L'tiltuli Nami Aser, the Holechazi L'mikribe. It is also forbidden to move it on Shabbos, because since it may not be used, it is Muktzah. However, the Gemara concludes, Shari L'tiltuli V'shari L'mikribe. It may be moved, because it actually may be used. We may violate certain Torah principles for the sake of heaven. In this case, as Rashi explains, many congregations cannot afford to write the entire Nevi'im. In order to discuss another halacha pertaining to a single portion of the Torah, the Gemara introduces a fundamental machlokes. Amar b'Yechanan, Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna. The Torah was originally written as many individual scrolls, as Rashi explains. Keshenemra parsha l'Moshe ha'yikaisva. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote every chapter when it was said to him. Well, the Saif mem shana keshenigru kol ha'parshias chibron begidin v'tafron. At the end of the 40 years, he bound them together into one complete scroll. This is learned from the pasuk Az amarti hinei basi b'megillah sefer kasav alai. The pasuk refers to a specific segment of the Torah as a megillah, implying that the Torah is comprised of many individual scrolls. However, the Gemara points out kol ha'tayru kula ikri megillah. The pasuk may be referring to the entire Torah, which is also referred to as a Megillah. Alternately, since Shmoyne Parashis Nemru B'yem Shehokam by a Mishkan, 8 portions of the Torah were said on Rish Chedesh Nisan, the day the Mishkan was erected, these were certainly written as individual scrolls. And so as Rashi explains, the sections between these chapters were also written separately, and so the entire Torah can be referred to as Megillahs. Rish Lakish, on the other hand, says, Torah Chasuma Nitna. As Rashi explains, Lo'inichteva ad soif mem la'achar shenemru kol ha'parashis kulan. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entire Torah at the end of the 40 years. V'hanemoris le'bishana rishayna b'shniya ha'yisiduris le'alpeh atchik savan. He memorized them until that point. This is learned from the pasuk L'koyach esseifa ha'Torah hazois. Moshe gave over the entire Torah at once. However, the Gemara points out, Hahu l'basa de'idbik. This may refer to the Torah after the individual parchments were combined. The Gemara now asks, Ma'u lichtev Megillah Latinik l'slamid ba? Is it permitted to write a scroll containing a single chapter of the Torah for the children to study from? According to the opinion Megillah Nitna, it would seem kaisvin that it is permitted since the Torah was originally given in this form. However, the Gemara suggests, Kivin de idbek idbek, once it was completed, it may now be forbidden to write a single chapter. On the other hand, if we hold Chasuma Nitna, it would seem in kaisvin that it is forbidden. However, the Gemara suggests, Kivin de le'efsher kasvinan. Since it's not feasible to write an entire Sefer Torah for each child, it may be permitted. The Gemara concludes, Ein kaisvin, lefi she'ein kaisvin. It is forbidden according to all opinions. However, the Gemara cites a brayse in which there is a machlekes. Ein kaisvin megillah latinik l'islamid ba, v'im daito lahash le'mutter. The Tanakhama holds that it is forbidden unless if he intends to complete it. Rabbi Huda Omer, b'bereshis adar hamabul, it is permitted to write an incomplete sefer if the scroll contains an entire topic. The Gemara digresses to discuss another aspect of the written Torah. Amar Rabbi Lazar Torah, Rav Bigsav Umir Alpeh. Rashi explains, Rav Bigsav, Rav HaTorah Tluya B'Medrash, Sheksuva L'Medrash B'Midah Shatorah Nudreshes Behen. The majority of halachas of the Torah are derived through the Yid Gamal Midas, which interpret the words of the Torah. Umiyat alpeh, she'ein remez lumid lo ba'tayra el moshe nemra alpeh. A minority of the Torah is known completely from oral tradition with no indication in the written Torah. However, B'Yechanan maintains, Rav alpeh umiyat b'ksav. The halachas are primarily known by oral tradition. The Gemara brings 2 pesukim that apparently are contradictory. One pasuk says, K'sav locha es advar mo'ela. The Torah should be written, while another pasuk says, ki al pi hadvar mo'ela. The Torah is conveyed orally. The Gemara resolves this by explaining that these words teach us the following. Dvarim shebiksav i'ata rishol amrin al peh. The written part of the Torah may not be transmitted orally, while dvarim shebal peh i'ata rishol l'kaisman. The oral tradition may not be written. The Gemara cites a final idea regarding Torah shebal peh. L'karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu brisim Yisrael el b'shvil dvarim shebal peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covenant with Klal Yisrael is based on the oral Torah, because tekifi l'migmarinu, it is particularly difficult to learn. The Mishnah continues, Ma'arvin b'bayis yashin m'mnei darki shalom. An erev that was customarily placed in a certain home should not be put elsewhere. The Gemara explains, Mishum chashada. If someone enters the home and does not see the erev, he may suspect that the people in the chatzar are carrying without an erev. The Mishnah continues, Ba'ushu karav la'ama mismali rishin m'mnei darki shalom. In order to avoid arguments, the Chacham instituted that the cistern closest to the irrigation canal has the right to be filled first. The Gemara brings a machlekes pertaining to this halacha. B'nei Nahara, people whose farms are adjacent to a river, but the mezel loy pligi. If the river flows constantly, all agree that everyone has equal rights to draw water from the river at any time. However, b'misacher v'ashkuye, if the river needs to be diverted in order to irrigate the fields, there is a machlekes. Shmuel Amar, Eloi shasimai bereisha. Those who are upstream have priority because anamikarvin atvei. They're closer to the source. Rav Amar tatoi, shasimai bereisha. The farms at the lower section of the river take precedence because nahara kapshat elezel. The water should be allowed to maintain its natural course. Now our Mishnah, which says bereishu karav, priority is given to the closest field, seems to be in agreement with Shmuel. However, Rav may interpret the Mishnah as referring to Amah HaMasaleches Alpi Bayrai, when the river naturally flows into the cistern without being diverted. Although less water reaches the lower fields which have priority, he is not obligated to Sachar Misker Ba'ashkei Behindaza, to close his cistern and draw water like the lower fields. The Gemara concludes, Hashdud Le'idmer Hilchasa Loi Kamav Le'Kamar, called the Olam Gevar. Since there is no clear ruling in this case, Bezdin does not get involved and the stronger party prevails. Rashi points out that we rule according to the principle, halacha kishmul bedini, that halacha is like Shmuel in monetary matters.